Hello, and welcome to The Gaming Duo, where friendships are built through gaming. We're your hosts, Kelvin and Rob, and if you're joining us for the first time, first off, thank you for tuning in. We're the podcast that keeps you, the gamers, up to date on the latest news and speculations about the gaming industry. Rob, how you been?
It's going. How are you, sir? I feel like you've been on the pod in a while.
That's because I haven't been. It's been a few days. Yeah, I missed yesterday, but thank you for holding it down. I'm back.
Always.
Great episode. You know, little quick snippet. You know, it was nice and quick.
In and so out.
That was cool.
In and out.
But yeah, man, we're back with some gaming news for you guys.
We are back. How you been, baby? The Gaming Duo is back.
And we back. How you been?
Good. I went into a little bit of an in-depth review.
What are you doing with your mic?
I'm not doing anything with Mike. What do you mean I'm doing?
I
was like, do I sound okay? No, I'm just holding my mic the way you're supposed to hold mics, you know?
Yeah. Just stroking it nice and...
Yeah. So, anyways, I don't know if you missed yesterday's episode, but I talked about the Vision Pro headset.
I did. Yes, I listened.
VR. And it's really cool. Basically, Spark Notes is, it's too expensive right now for what it is, but it's fucking cool. Mm-hmm. So that's it.
Yeah, I have yet to try one out, but I'm eager to. I want to try it out. I want to see how it is. But from everything that you said, it makes me excited to try it out and give it a shot. You know,
next time in the mall, go.
But I will say,
do it.
Yeah. You have to make an appointment. It seems like, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I think it is definitely too pricey for what it is right now, but it'll come down. You know,
it's gonna
catch steam just like the Apple Watch. You know, and. It's going to be interesting to see how it goes, though, you know?
For sure.
Anything different gaming-wise? Have you played something different? Have you kind of steered in a different direction, or you're just strictly Final Fantasy VII, baby?
I've just been playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and it's probably going to be like that for the foreseeable future, for the most part, unless I get... But I've been taking... You know how I always rush through my games?
I was just going to say that, dude. I'm like, this is odd for you because you have been... taking your time with this game. Like, mm-hmm. This is what I mean when I say taking your time. All the other times, I feel like you were just like going hard. And, you know, that's your speed. That's your pace. But this time, when you're playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, this is what I mean by taking your time and exploring.
I'm literally doing everything before I move on. It's so hard to move into the story because I'm like, I want to finish that part. Like, I want to get that done and out of it. I want to like 100% complete it. And I'm like, but it's going to take me forever to beat it. So.
And are you enjoying what you're doing?
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be doing it if I wasn't enjoying it, you know?
Sure. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. I'm in one particular region right now and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to sit tight because I was going to, you know, move on and continue the story. But I was like, Let me hang out. Let me get some side missions going. Let me get a lot of these, you know, different areas unlocked, and just chill a little bit, you know?
Sure, that's
what I'm doing right now. So excited. I'm loving the game still, you know, like, again, can't talk enough about this game. Persona I put on hold for now only because I just can't fucking do both RPGs. Like, that's insane.
I don't know if we put this in the news, but that reminds me, you can actually go pick up.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, we'll talk about it. Yeah, okay.
Yes, I put it in there. Okay. Yeah, so with that, ladies and gentlemen, let's get into the Daily Duo news here.
Daily Duo!
the pause, the dramatic pause. The Daily Duo! First up on the Daily Duo News, canceled Spider-Man multiplayer game has leaked online. The game was originally titled Spider-Man The Great Web. Could have done better, in my opinion. Title-wise, it's okay. The trailer was about a minute and 15 seconds long and showcased four different Spider-Men and Gwen fighting alongside each other in New York City. It also showcased Venom as being a playable character. You and your pals would go up against the Sinister Six. And the trailer ends with the title or quotations of Be Greater Together. It had a launch window of 2026, contained a battle pass and multiple seasons every 3 months. I don't know, man. We talked about this a while back of like, how cool will it be if they had a multiplayer component for Spider-Man where you're different Spider-Men and you're doing these different tasks, similar to Helldivers almost, right? Where it doesn't, I mean, it's multiplayer, it's not like PvE, but you know, it'll be interesting to see what that would look like and how would that look like, right? And sure enough, they were working on, like, that was something that mm-hmm. they were working on. It just never saw the light of day.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. Like, it looked cool. Like, don't get me wrong, the trailer looked hype. I just don't know how much longevity the gameplay would have had and how they would have balanced that, where it's like four Spider-Man on, like, how many enemies are you going to have, like, on screen at the same time where you're fighting? Like, is it just mobs of different people? And then the boss is dealing, like, it's easier to say, like, how it should go versus actually doing it, because it seems like it's a very hard concept to actually put into action, right? Or, like, create. Just because it to me, it seems clunky in the sense of, like, there doesn't seem to be, because Spider-Man's really a single player experience. Tops, you could have a co-op. I think co-op would be cool. They had a co-op where you could play as Miles and Peter, but that would have been sick. But I think just a massive online multiplayer might be a little much, you know, but still cool concept. Yeah.
It seemed cool. It seemed like this was a daunting task for them. Again, part of Sony's game as a service lineup, in my opinion. And it just, I'm hoping they canceled it for the right reasons, because this was something that, you know, they saw it wasn't working out. The development cycle was difficult. They saw that they were taking resources from Insomniac to make, you know, Wolverine or whatever else they're working on. And it just wasn't worth it, right? I'm hoping that was the case. They made a educated decision of, like, hey, this is not where it needs to go. We don't want to take this from Insomniac and put them in a situation they don't really want to work on. So seeing the trailer, it looked almost complete. Like, it looked like a legit trailer that they can, like, drop today. But there was something odd about it that it made it seem like this wasn't going to have legs. You know, it wasn't going to really blow up like how it should, right? So maybe it was for good reasons, right? Maybe they knew, like, the writing was on the wall and this was not something that was going to pop off, and maybe it was for the better, or maybe they could have stuck with it and worked their ass off and made sure that this was something that would really vibe with the audience, and it would have blew up and I would have been screaming at the top of my lungs.
Do you think this is kind of like a remnant from the huge leak where the hacker got into all the documents from Insomniac of, like, all the Spider-Man stuff, like all the Spider-Man 2 stuff and the Wolverine stuff? Do you think this is part of that giant, like?
It's interesting because we didn't see that on the leaks.
Yeah, right? But maybe that was just, like, the surface level stuff. Maybe they, like, dug deeper and, like, dug, okay, now we're actually showing it. I don't know. I feel like this is part of that leak. Like, part could of that greater leak, but it's just weird. I just showed up today. Like, that's weird.
Out of nowhere, yeah. Right? And especially since we didn't see it when that big leak was shown. So, interesting stuff. I do like when things like this are kind of brought to light. And it's unfortunate we probably won't ever see this game. So, but it just looked cool. And it would have been cool to try it out, you know? Yeah. Especially playing as Gwen and all the other Spider-Men. Like, that would have been cool. Venom, you know?
Venom.
Let's move on to the next title here, the next story. Grandia HD Collection is coming out for Xbox and PlayStation. The remaster will contain Grandia 1 and 2 and will release on March 26 on PS4 and Xbox One. Limited Run Games will also be releasing physical copies of the game, and you can pre-order starting March 15th on the website. Interesting.
Were you a Grandia fan or no?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Grandia 2. Specifically,
I never played the Grandia game, so I don't know, but I know they were pretty big RPGs back in the day.
Yes. I remember I had the physical copy of 2, and it was like it was a 2-disc case.
Okay.
Like, so but why PS4 and Xbox One?
I have no idea. I guess the game did come out. It's on for the remaster is on Switch and Steam right now. They could go download it, but that's, I guess, PS5, it's backwards compatible, right? Obviously, PS5 and Xbox Series X, so it will work on PS5. But it's weird that they don't have, like, a PS5 slash Xbox Series X release or like physical release
upgrade or something. Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird that they're doing the physical release just for the PS4. That's kind of strange. Do you know about limited run games? You know how they work?
No.
So this company will, I guess, talk to all the different devs and publishers and say like, hey, if you guys don't want to do like a full fledged physical, like game release, you could just do it through us, like physical game release, and we'll handle all of like the distribution and stuff like that through the website. And then like, if people want your physical release of a game, they can get it through us. So like they did Persona 4 Golden as a physical release, which was really cool, but because it wasn't a physical release on any of the consoles.
That's true. Yeah.
So right. They'll take, and they did Tunic. I know Tunic was a big one they did recently where they did it as a physical release. So they do really cool stuff there where they are probably going to be like one of the last, I don't want to say last, but you know how we're going into a more digital future. They're probably going to be the way you get your physical copies in the near future for these cool games. Nice. So, yeah.
Interesting. I like that. Grandia, though, definitely should have tried it out, man. It's a great game. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
You're going to get it? Remaster? No, you won't. Even if it's remastered? No. If it was a remake, yes, but I don't think remastered.
I think I bought it. It was a while ago. I think I bought it again just to try it out, and I played for a little bit, and it was great. You know, I had a great time, but I just didn't stick with it. But it's everything about that game, man, it was so fun. The sprites look like really detailed and gray. Like everything about it just looked like clean, man.
Oh, you know what I'm getting the game confused with? What was that game called? It was another RPG, Sudoku, something like that. Sudoku.
Oh yeah.
My god, is that what it is? Sudoku. Oh my god, I can't remember the name of the game. Not Sudoku.
Sudoku.
No, it's not.
That's not Sudoku. No, not Sudoku. Sorry.
It's like Sudoku.
Damn it!
I think it's what it's called.
Yeah.
I just found it. Sudoku PS1 gameplay. Yep. Sudoku.
Yep.
That game and Grandia always get mixed up together, but I know there's there's a lot more of the Sudoku games than there are Grandia games. So.
For sure. Yeah. I've never played the Sudoku games, but they always looked interesting. Those were games where I'm like, I kind of want to try that out. I just never got a chance to. But definitely Grandia, man, that was a great little relic in the past. Exactly. So you'd love to see it. Let's take a break from the news here. If you guys are enjoying this episode, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Drop a review and remember to follow us on all social media platforms. Be part of the Gaming Duel community by joining our Discord, where friendships are built through gaming. Any news lately, Rob? Any hot takes on Discord?
I also didn't. Nothing crazy on the Discord. Nothing insane as far as like craziness. But Tony actually put something on the finals that there's a new season 2 happening in 2 days from now, March 14th. They got a new season, which looks crazy. Apparently that game is, I always love playing that game. When I'm playing it, I always love it. Especially same. When you have like three, but I think they're adding like 5v5 now instead of 3v3, which is really cool. So I definitely need to, that's a game I need to circle back to and actually like get into, because it is a very fun game.
You know what game I need to circle back to, Rob?
What game?
Multiverses.
Yep.
I know you talked about it yesterday.
How you feel about that?
I was like kicking myself because I wanted to talk about this game with you. I'm excited, man. I'm back at it. I'm back because I'm like, I saw this. I mean, I completely, you know, just like forgot, ghosted this game. I'm just like, you know, it was a thing. People enjoyed it. I enjoyed it for what it was. But then they brought it back, or they're coming back, and I'm just like, oh, shit. Like, oh, Unreal Engine 5? All right, cool. Like they're really honing down on, you know, the stability of the game. All right, cool. Like everything is looking, or everything that they're saying is music to my ears, right? So they might get me again. The only thing, and I'm waiting for them to announce this and to like confirm this, if everything that I've purchased in the beta will come back. If they don't, that's slime.
I would imagine it's still linked to your account that you created.
I agree.
That it'll be there, or it'll give you like Gleamium or whatever it's called. So that's my only thing. I think they'll give you your skin back, or at least the money in Gleamium, because that'd be stupid if they're just like, nah.
Yeah. No, there's no way.
So you're pumped. You're basically pumped for that.
I'm excited, man. Yeah. That it's again, the issues that we had with that game were mostly just stability issues, right? Like a lot of the attacks that you did were just not it didn't hit right. There were some kind of like weird stuff about it. It just needed to be polished a little bit more, and I think this extra year really helped, right? And I'm it looks like it's polished to the point where they're ready to release this game. Otherwise they wouldn't be releasing it right now, right? So we'll see.
There's actually going to be a Happy Meal featuring multiverses when the game comes out, I believe. So that's really cool. Mm-hmm. There's nothing like in-game content wise with McDonald's, but there's like little cards you can like collect. It seems like there's a cardboard puzzle featuring art from the game. So that's really, hey, that's really it.
If I was eight, be eating it up.
You know? Yeah. Oh yeah.
Are you going to try it out or no?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have to, right. Going to use my homie Superman. I love Superman, and there should Shazam's in there. I didn't try Shazam. I imagine he's similar, yeah. But I liked Superman the best. I liked Batman and Shaggy. I feel like those are the three guys.
Yeah. And that's the best part, man. When we were 2v2, we had a blast. We were like, holy shit. Like, this is fun. Yeah, man. I was Wonder Woman and Harley Quinn. Those were my two girls. Yeah.
I would love when I was Superman and I would do that one move where he like flies and like picks him up and like just chucks him off the screen.
Oh yeah. That was so signature Spider Superman move.
Yeah. Yep.
They need to bring the Animaniac characters.
Are they WB?
Yeah,
they are WB. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Oh yeah. The Animaniacs. Dun, 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, can't wait. All right, let's move on. Real quick. The expansion pass for Persona 3 Reload is now available on Game Pass. Subscribers to Xbox Game Pass get access to the expansion pass for as long as they are subscribed to the platform. Players must claim the Persona 3 Reload expansion pass by January 1st, 2025.
We're good. We got a year.
You have plenty of time to beat this game because they know this game is 80 plus hours. Yep. Nobody's going to beat this game anytime soon except for KBG because he's almost done apparently.
But... doesn't the expansion pass come out like, is it come out this month or is it come out like next month or something like that? I forget when it comes out, but doesn't it come out like later?
Question.
I don't remember when it exactly comes out, but
yeah, you have time.
Yeah, we got time.
You have time. Again, January 1st, 2025.
Yep.
Let's move on. New AAA studio, Empty Vessel, formed by ID Software and Naughty Dog Vets. Rob, do you want to read this news topic here?
Sure. It's based in Austin, Texas. Now, that was a Australian accent. Oh my!
You got to continue it. You got to do
it. No, not an Australian accent. I'll try. But I can't do it. Nope.
I don't know why you went Australian, but okay.
Okay. Based in Austin, Texas, by operating fully remote with its staff located worldwide, the studio is led by CEO and game director Emmanuel Palalik. I think I said that right. Palalik,
yeah.
And COO and general manager Garrett Young. It's powered by Unreal Engine 5. Empty Vessel's debut game will leverage their experience in an immersive shooter space and is inspired by film, graphic novels, and games set in dystopian sci-fi world. Sounds cool. The industry, this is a quote from them, has often overlooked the people who pour their hearts and souls into crafting these worlds. With Empty Vessel, we're determined to change the narrative and make that dream a reality for as many developers as we can. Pretty cool.
That's cool.
Are you happy? Are you happy about that? It's good news for you.
I think this is good. I mean, any new AAA studio that starts this like really cool like sounding game debuting a first like a shooter that's immersive and sci-fi world, like all that stuff gets me, you know what I mean? Like, so this seems cool. I just have to see it and actually believe in it, you know. They have to sell me on it. So it's gonna be a long time, you know, till we see something, so I am not holding my breath, but we'll see what happens.
I mean, you got the guys from Naughty Dog.
Yep.
And you've got the guys from Doom, basically. Like, that Doom sounds like a fan. Have you ever played the Doom games? The new ones?
I've dabbled, like, not enough to say, yeah, I've played. So
okay. No. They're very fun. It's just mindless, just like... It's really great. It just keeps you engaged, and a great mouse keyboard game in my opinion. But
another studio actually that we didn't mention is creating their own new studio here. Star Wars Jedi director Stig Amundsen has formed a new studio, Giant Skull. They're working on a AAA single player focused action adventure game. This guy, he was obviously the director for Star Wars Jedi series, but also I think he was the director for one of the God of War series, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So he definitely has, you know, he has the following, and he has the knowledge of what a AAA title looks like. So interesting. This will be interesting to see when something comes out from his studio. So another studio coming in, which is great, which is also a good news because all these layoffs, right? Like, it's nice to kind of see people coming into the gaming space and building their own studios and making AAA titles, not being afraid of all these layoffs and, you know, the industry as a whole. So it's nice to see that they're pushing through. Rob, this has been The Gaming Duel. This wraps up today's gaming news. Guys, if you haven't noticed, we have merch on our website, thegamingduelpod.com. Go check it out. Also, again, one more time, I know we said this in the middle of the show, please head on over to your favorite streaming service and leave us a review. That helps us out tremendously. A big shout out and thank you to all of our listeners. Again, make sure to review, share, like, subscribe, and get notified on all of the gaming content heading your way. We're going to PAX. We're going to be hanging out with Nick from the Friday Night Gamecast, and it's going to be fun. And we're going to have a bunch of stuff to talk about. We're going to have a bunch of stuff to show you guys. So stay tuned for that. We're like, what, a week and a half away, I think?
Yeah, not this Friday, but next Friday. Yeah.
We're getting there.
We're getting there.
It's going to be fun. And again, if you guys are heading over there to PAX East,
let us know.
Say hi. You know, if you see us, say hi. We'll be back tomorrow for your gaming news. Until next time.